Get all your local news, weather, sports now with our free KCIM mobile app. Download it free today.
It is 8:06 here Thursday morning, and as promised, Chantel Groh, we've got a special in-studio guest with us this morning. What a great time to have this gentleman in with us here. We have Joel Lundstrom, the provost with DMACC, here with us this morning, and lots to talk about.
Yeah, definitely. And as you said, timing is everything, and not that we wanted to talk about any of this, but your organization made an announcement yesterday afternoon about online classes. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. First, thanks for having me, of course, and this is always fun to talk to you guys. With the coronavirus and we've been watching the news closely, and of course everybody's concerned about student safety and safety of our faculty and staff. And so our thought yesterday was, after people returning from spring break, that people won't know if they're infected yet, and so we're going to make some moves to move to more online classes. And primarily the week after spring break, we won't have any classes. Our campus will still be open. We'll have faculty and staff there, but we won't have any face-to-face classes the week after spring break. And then we'll spend a little bit of time during that week prepping and putting other courses online that we can. So anything that we can put online is basically what we're going to do right now until we hear it differently.
So that week after spring break is going to be kind of a trial period, and you'll see how it goes after that and make further announcements if needed.
Yep. Yeah. And I think, you know, if you think about it this way, almost all my faculty already teach online. They have great experience with it. We have all the right tools. I don't think there'll be a lot of loss in terms of educational opportunity. It's just pushing the envelope a little bit, and we'll do the best with it we can. But I think it'll be some good outcomes for students still, and not a loss of learning or anything like that.
I think there's one thing to highlight is that the online classes that are already scheduled for the 23rd are still going to be held.
Yep. Yeah. The online classes that we currently have, which a lot of our students do, about over a third of our enrollments are online now, as you can imagine. So those will continue as is, and it's still a good option for students. And some of our face-to-face students will take some items from their online courses and also embed those in their face-to-face courses right now, too.
And what kind of labs and face-to-face classes that are necessary are offered here at Carroll?
Yeah, primarily in Carroll, it's auto, welding, chemistry, nursing. We have labs that are virtually impossible to do online. We are going to do some things in a few of those areas. There's a lot of training opportunities for auto online and things like that that we'll be able to do. And then we'll reduce the number of labs we have in those areas.
So you're going to try to reduce the number of students. Say there's 20 in a lab, you might try to get that down to 10.
Yep. And really, the overall goal is just to get less people on campus, create more social distance among faculty, staff, and students. And we can do that a number of ways, but we think that this is the right move for right now.
Now, this is a whole different beast. I said, we were talking a little bit off air, and you said normally the preparations are for events such as you take precautions for like a school shooter situation, things like that. The health issue hasn't been one that's been seriously dealt with for a lot of organizations.
Yeah, and we've spent a ton of time over the last few years talking about safety and safety of our students and what we can do for them. And school shooting is something that's always on our mind and something we're as prepared for as anybody can be. But this is one that kind of hit us a little bit sideways, and we weren't quite ready for it. But there's so much communication in the media right now that helps. Communication with other schools is really, really nice. So we had communication with all the other community colleges and the universities to see what they were going to do. And we made a move that's very much in line with what they're doing, too.
Yeah, so it's actually a fairly easy decision for you guys.
Yeah, easy is an interesting term, but it was tough to know what we're best to do. But I think at the end of the day, when we've discussed all the options, this does feel like the best option we can do right now.
And so once again, DMACC is going to go to online classes the week after spring break, which is next week, and then probably more announcements after that. It's, again, probably just something we didn't expect to be dealing with here. And we had a lot of other issues we want to talk to Joel about.
We do. But we'll just keep you informed as they make these decisions as they go along. Joel will be in contact with us. We'll get you the information as soon as possible.
All right. Let's talk about some of the other things going on that you really wanted to talk about aside from that. First of all, let's talk about the nursing program. There's some incredible opportunities with this program locally here with DMACC.
Yeah, nursing's been a very strong program for us over the years. Last year was the first year we've been full since I've been here, so we were super excited about that. All the other campuses right now have gone to a wait list. We have some concerns this fall that will be full again. And so if students are interested, they really need to be in the pipeline now to take care of the prereqs that they need to do. But nursing is a great program for us, as you can imagine how needed they are. you know, especially with the recent news, we recognize how important the role is that they have. But a lot of new opportunities there with scholarships. Every single nursing student on our campus gets a scholarship. There's an opportunity for them to do some great clinical sites in the area, stay in the area. We have some great partnerships for them and some named scholarships in that area, too.
But they can go beyond just the program at DMAC through DMAC as well.
Yep, absolutely. So our students have an opportunity to do a 3+1 with the University of Iowa. We're the only community college to have that. And we've set up our program for students that want to get a bachelor's in nursing. And so they can finish with the associate degree in nursing. They can work as an RN, or they can take that last year, go to the University of Iowa, which they can do almost all remotely except for one class, and finish out their bachelor's degree with them. So it's a really low-cost solution to finish out your degree.
That's crazy. Every class except one.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
But I hear through the grapevine that your success rate is phenomenal.
Yeah, we watch the pass rates very closely. We have a very high pass rate, and it changes every single month when we have students to take it, so we don't always post that information. But we're generally usually the top in the state in terms of pass rates, and we're really proud of our students. And we have a lot of rigor in our program. It's not an easy program. It's tough. But when students graduate, we know that they're prepared.
And they have jobs. I mean, it's such a high-demand job right now.
Yeah, absolutely. The occupational outlook for really all the programs we do in Carroll are great right now, but nursing second to none.
And is the nursing program eligible for the Last Dollar Scholarship?
Yeah, the Last Dollar Scholarship is part of the Governor's Future Ready Iowa initiative. And the idea is after you've applied for Pell and federal financial aid, that the Last Dollar Scholarship can kick in certain career fields like nursing and cover your tuition 100%. And it's not income-based, which is such a cool opportunity there.
Mm-hmm. So Sorry, go ahead.
No, with the Last Dollar Scholarship, the key is to apply for that federal financial aid over the summer and do it by the deadline, and then after that scholarship will kick in automatically if you're eligible.
Okay. Now again, this means that all this talk about the affordability of college kind of just wipes that whole argument out.
Yeah, DMAC already had the lowest tuition in the state. We have a slight increase projected for next year, but we're still the lowest tuition in the state. But even with that, there's some really great programs where you can do it at no cost to you. 100% your tuition will be covered if you meet the extra requirements. But the Last Dollar Scholarship's the neatest one I've ever seen in terms of there's very few requirements and it's not income-based, so students that previously thought they wouldn't be eligible for a scholarship are going to be able to get their tuition 100% paid for.
But it's not income-based, but it is field-based because they're looking for specific fields. What are those?
Yeah, so there's around 65 different programs we have within DMAC that are eligible. There's a handful that we do on campus here that people would be interested in. But in Carroll, of course, nursing is one of the Last Dollar Scholarship programs, but also welding is another one where students can do completely tuition-free if they meet the requirement of applying for federal financial aid. And then computer languages is another one, which is another high-demand occupation that they've deemed worthy of that as well.
Now, it's funny you bring that up.
Yeah.
We need to explore that topic a little bit more. You've got a great partnership there, and this is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, really, I have never seen anything like this in education. It's really, really fun for us. We have such a great partnership with Pillar, who's been acquired by Accenture out of Jefferson, and their goal is to build out this Rural Forage Institute where people come in and learn computer languages. They put them through a training program and then employ them right there in Jefferson, and they wouldn't have to leave rural Iowa. And it's a really neat opportunity for students to earn a very, very high wage. Computer programmers make great money, but also since it's eligible for the Last Dollar Scholarship and we have some other really great scholarships for it, students can go and do it 100% for free.
Yeah, that is an incredible opportunity right there.
Yeah, they can get Last Dollar, they can get Rural Forge, but how long is that course?
So you could do the program in a year if you wanted to. There's a diploma program. More of our students are choosing to do it over 2 years. It makes it a little bit easier and more manageable. We have the opportunity for the Last Dollar Scholarship to cover your tuition, but then you can also get a DMAC scholarship on top of it. And one of the scholarships we received was from Corteva AgriScience for $187,000, and they want to give 25 5 full ride scholarships in that program. So you could actually get that on top of your scholarship that you're getting with the last dollar scholarship and end up with money in your pocket to cover cost of books, supplies, housing while you're going to school. So I don't think there's a cheaper program in the country or more affordable one. And what a great opportunity to earn a great wage, too.
Now, what do people have to do to get involved with that? Is there a lot of forms I got to fill out, anything like that?
Yeah, there
is. How many of those scholarships are left available?
Yep, there's an extra application for that. There's plenty of scholarships available right now, which is great. So if students come in or visit our website, that's probably the easiest, is to visit our website, get some more information. If they search Rural Forage, we come up on the Google very well with that. Or they can come in and meet with our advisors on campus, and we can give more information.
All right, so there's a lot of great opportunities between computer language and nursing, and with the last dollar scholarships or last dollar program going on there, terrific opportunities. I did want to double back and talk about one thing in regards to the coronavirus, and you're moving to online classes. How is that going to affect the high school kids around the area that don't come to your campus?
Yep. So the high school kids that do come to our campus, we treat them just like any other student on campus, and so they won't have class the week after spring break, and then after that, we're going to push them more towards online when we can. The ones that we teach in the high school, we have instructors that go out and do that. They'll continue just as normal until we hear differently from our K-12 partners.
All right. And again, yeah, you got to work with all the high schools and the school systems around the area to work with this as well.
Yeah.
So, again, if anybody needs information, are you guys going to be there through spring break for anybody?
Yep, we'll be there. So if anybody wants to come in and want more information about any of these programs or last dollar scholarship, we're happy to talk about it.
And you need high school students to be looking at those deadlines.
Yes, that would be great. Yeah, the main thing is to fill out that FAFSA, which is always your guide to federal financial aid. And once they apply that Pell, if you're eligible, everything else is covered by this last dollar scholarship in those programs. So a great opportunity.
Really good stuff going on there. Joel, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. And keep us updated on what's going on with the online classes after the week after spring break, I guess.
Yeah, well, thank you guys for your help. Appreciate it.
All right, that is Joel Lundstrom once again, the provost for DMAC here in Carroll. We thank him for joining us here this morning. You're listening to KCIM.
Should we have more water?